Good morning. The other day, my assistant, John, and a student, Jamie, and I were sitting around talking. We were talking about people we remembered, people in the past, and a beautiful example of the generation gap started to appear. I really believe that what most people refer to as the generation gap is really proof of the opposite, the gap disappearing and the generations being very close to each other and rubbing up against each other, causing the friction. Well, in terms of memory and age and different experiences, I think there is a generation difference. And here's an example of it as we saw it. First, we each tell our age. I'm 46 years old. How old are you, John?
I'm 22.
And how old are you?
16.
Then we started speaking of people we remembered. We were talking of a few names before. I mentioned a disc jockey I knew in the 1930s and 40s, Martin Block. Right. The program was the Make Believe Ballroom. Have you ever heard of it?
I've heard of heard the program mentioned. I'm not familiar with Martin Block, and the theme song I've heard in the past.
I've never heard of Martin Block. I've never heard of the Make Believe Ballroom. I don't know the theme song that you're talking about. I'm just totally in the dark.
Have you ever heard of Josh White?
I don't think so. I may have.
That's interesting. Have you ever heard of Josh White?
No.
Have you heard of Oscar Brand?
Yes,
I haven't.
Have you ever read Jack Kerouac?
No.
See, this is important because in the 50s, again, when I was starting to read, say, in high school, Kerouac was famous for his On the Road, and he was one of the literary leaders of the Beatnik movement with Ginsberg. And Ginsberg's more popular today, but Kerouac has sort of faded out. But he was the famous novelist of the 50s.
Jamie, have you ever heard of Dave Brubeck?
I don't think so.
I've heard of him, very little of his music.
You ever hear of Earl Father Hines?
No.
Ever hear of Bessie Smith?
Yeah, the name is very familiar.
No.
Did you ever hear of Jonas Salk?
Yes.
Did you ever hear of Jonas Salk?
No. Who was Jonas Salk?
What was Jonas?
He developed the polio vaccine.
Did you ever hear of polio?
Yes. But to me, it's an ancient disease.
When I was a kid, we weren't allowed to come into New York City during the summers because of the polio epidemics. Our folks would keep us home and say, we don't go into New York this summer.
Right, and I was in about the third grade when they developed the vaccine, and they had this big campaign, and they lined everybody up, you know, and brought the doctors in, and as soon as they got it out, everybody got their polio shot.
Mm-hmm. From when I was, you know, a year and a half, I remember going to the doctor and getting my polio shots. But they've always been around. I mean, it's never like it was developed.
At this point, my secretary walked in, and she's in her 30s.
Who's Lita Baron?
I don't know who Lita Baron is.
She was an actress and the first wife of Tyrone Power.
Who's Tyrone Power?
What do you mean, who's Tyrone Power? You never heard of Tyrone Power?
No.
Come on, Jamie, you're joking.
John, did you ever hear of Tyrone Power?
Tyrone Power is just a name to me. It means
you're
very little
kidding.
To me.
Oh, come on, you're all putting me on.
You're an old lady, Jamie.
No. I can't conceive of anyone not hearing of Tyrone Power.
That's the real gap. One caused by time. See you soon.